What do you got under your bed? It's got to be something interesting, non-bedroom related. If it is, we'll flip you a couple of teams for the tourney. Let's start off with Gary. All right, Gary, what is under your bed right now?
I got a top-of-the-line 55-inch LED TV.
Functioning? It works?
Oh, it works perfect. It's only been used for one day.
Well, why is it under your bed?
Because I had a 40-inch TV in my living room, and my wife and I had a discussion. I decided I'd like a bigger TV. She said no. I went and bought a new TV, put it in. It fit. She was worried that it would be too big. It fit perfectly. I loved it. I came home from work the next day. The TV had been replaced with 40-inch TV, and the 55-inch TV was under the bed.
So she put it under your bed.
Yeah.
So
you had a friend come over.
Go ahead.
She had a friend come over, and the two of them replaced the TV.
Wow. Well, next time you'll know that she is capable of doing stuff like that, and she can do it instead of asking you.
Next time you might be replaced to find you under the bed. So bigger isn't always better, according to the wife, I guess.
I guess so.
What are you going to do with that TV?
I got a man cave I need to outfit.
No. I'm going to put it in our family room as soon as I get done remodeling it.
Yeah. All right, let's just say hi to Jeremy. Jeremy actually has something, I guess, that he's found under his daughter's bed. Ooh, I wouldn't want to go looking under your kid's bed can be just horrifying.
You might not like what you find.
What do you got under there, Jeremy?
Well, we end up finding about 5 missing bowls, 4 plates, and about 6 or 7 forks and spoons.
Yeah, I know.
And we had already went out and bought new silverware and new place settings, figuring they must have, we couldn't find them forever.
How old is she?
She's 15.
Yeah.
We were going to Fred Meyer and buying new utensils, new forks, knives, and spoons, like every 6 months. Because of what was going on. It's ridiculous, man. And my wife said, we need to buy new silver. We need to buy new plates and bowls and things like that. I said, no, we got to wait till they get out of our house. We're not buying anything good new right now because it's going to I don't know what your daughter does. If she takes them, sounds like she keeps them under her bed. But what my boys were doing was they were taking them to work. Like they would take the food to work and the utensils, and they wouldn't bring it back. I think they'd like throw them out at work. And I'm not talking about plastic utensils. They'd throw out silverware at work.
It's all replaceable. Yeah, Mom and Dad, they got the money tree. They just go to the money tree and pull off whatever we need.
It was not a pretty sight. It was not a pretty sight when we finally ended up finding them.
Yeah, and then that stuff is like caked on there, like they would eat oatmeal or whatever it was, and you couldn't get that stuff off the bowl and all that.
Trying to install a dishwasher in their bedroom.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeremy. And let's say hi to Jessica. What's under Jessica's bed right now?
Out in Port Angeles?
What do you got, Jessica?
Well, I found a bearded dragon.
Under your bed?
What was his name?
Well, we live in a duplex, and our neighbor next to us had this bearded dragon lizard for a few months. I don't think he knew how to take care of it. Anyways, we found it under there.
Was it making noise or doing something, or did it just
surprise? No, we found it because we were playing with our cat. She chases like a laser pointer, and she's getting all crazy playing with that, and then I think she thought she saw a string, which is a tail, underneath the bed skirt. So she goes bat, 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 and then it slithered in further, and she goes and follows it, because that's what, these cats do, and then
Did it eat your cat or what? I mean, how big is a bearded dragon, Brad? You're a lizard guy.
I don't know. I think there's a couple different sizes and kinds, but...
Is it bigger than your cat?
No, it was smaller, but she didn't. I don't think she saw what it was until she was underneath past the bed skirt.
Yeah. Okay.
And then she, like, took off, yeah, you know, out of there. Right, like, I ain't gonna mess with this.
There's a goddamn dragon underneath.
Give her a couple teams.
How about the Texas Longhorns, a 10 seed, and the 2 seed North Carolina Tar Heels, last year's champion?
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good haul there.
Yeah. Last year's champ.
Tell your neighbor to keep his bearded dragon out of your bedroom. Thanks, Jessica.